You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm particularly excited to have Keith Burkhart, BGCO's Family and Men's Ministry Specialist, in the studio today. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Brian. It's good to be with you today.
Thank you. Now, thousands of men next month will be gathered at Falls Creek for a special event, and I wanted to bring you on today to tell us what it is and how people could get involved.
Well, thank you, Brian, for the opportunity. You know, Rewired is, we're going into our sixth year, believe it or not, as Rewired Men's Conference, and it's really, truly turning into a regional event. We have men all across Oklahoma, and actually even our fastest growing region is Texas coming on board now. So it's been very exciting to reach men all across Oklahoma and surrounding states.
Now, this is a two-day event. I see April 26th and 27th takes place at Falls Creek. And there's information on menrewired.com. Now, what will they experience? What can someone who is maybe interested in listening to this expect to see and be part of?
Okay, well, on the front end, if you go to our website and look at the video, it looks like this high-energy manhood kind of experience using what I call a tribal men's ministry to reach the various kinds of passions men have in their life, whether it's outdoors or video gaming or ranchers, whatever it may be. That's the front end of it. And so we have this capture moment that we really connect with probably 10 different tribes of men, you know, passions that they have. That way a guy in the church can invite a friend, coworker, who is passionate about, say, you know, cycling, which we're going to have a new tour to Creek this year on Friday afternoon. Just a way of connecting with a guy. It may be a son, a grandson, some guys on the fringe in the church, where we capture them with their passion. But once they get there, we give them what they need in the context of what they want. And so they're there for all this high-energy stuff, but we move them into discipleship once they get there.
Great. And who's the keynote speaker for this year?
Keynote on Saturday is our own Dr. Anthony Jordan.
Great.
And I had the privilege of meeting with him personally last week to talk about Rewired. And he is so excited about just connecting with the men of Oklahoma. Just to give that message, he's prayerfully seeking God's will for that message for the men. And I think our men, they know him as Dr. Jordan, Executive Director of the Baptist General Convention, but I think they're going to see Dr. Jordan, the man of God, that gives them a message that will connect with the hearts of men that are there for that weekend.
That's great. You know, what is a great way for someone to get plugged into this event, maybe through their church or if there's a ministry leader or pastor listening to this even now?
You know, if I was just talking to the pastors right now, Brian, I would say this. Pastor, you find that one man in your church that has a hole in his heart for men. All our resources are online. If you have trouble downloading those, we can send those to you. But empower that guy to rally the men, set up a booth between now and the event on Sunday after, you know, before the service or after the service. Allow that guy to connect those men, sign those men up as a company of men, because there's the accountability there. And then sign them up through your church. You can then pay with a credit card, but allow those men to pay you, the church, but rally the men together. Now, if you have guys that are individual out there, you know, you want to go ahead and get a jump on registration, you don't want to wait, hey, our website is so easy to use. Just go to the website and sign up. But it really is best to keep that momentum with your men and that accountability to get them all there.
Great. Well, it's an exciting event. It's borne fruit in the past, and I've been myself and known many, many men who were just blessed by it. And so everyone should mark their calendars April 26th, 27th, or go to menrewired.com. Now, Keith, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about men and our culture. What is going on? Is the battle raging for the hearts of men in America? Do you sense that? And what is God calling us to do about that?
There is a battle raging, Brian. We know that. We see it. The truth of the matter is we see defragmentation in the home. We see broken male culture, men living their lives out in Adam, men are like dirty bombs outside of Christ. Anything that they're exposed to in Adam is going to be destructive. And so there is this crisis, but the reality is our system has been perfectly designed to produce the results we're getting. When we think about 50% of children being born out of wedlock, 9 of 10 men children in the church leaving the church by the time they're 18, divorce rampant in the church, you know, all the cultural woes that are just as evident in the church. Our system's designed to produce results we're getting, and so what we need to do is give men the right next step, not worry about performance or behavior modification, but move them into real transformation through relationships with other men in discipleship. And so we want to change the core affections of a man's heart. And that's what we do at Rewired. We're very intentional in that.
Well, you know, you sense if you listen to the headlines and look at the TV programming and commercials, there's a lot of corporate and, you know, advertisers out there catering to all the darker impulses of men. And it sounds to me like through Rewired and the BGCO men's ministry, you're trying to awaken them to what God's best is for their life and their family and their community even.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing Friday night. Normally we have 2 keynotes. Friday night we have a group of men that are going to be on stage, kind of in a panel, but not in a question and answer kind of panel, a discussion panel. And these are men that represent the things that take men down in culture, whether it's pornography or seeking success, maybe it's pride. It could even be their church performance, putting everything into that and not into Christ. And so we're going to help we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit on idolatry on Friday night, the things that are taking men down, and we want to deal with that in a real practical way and expose that and point them to the cross and the gospel where Jesus Christ can move them from a form of godliness, being beat up by the attacks of Satan, to walking really in the power of Christ. And that is our goal on Friday night. We think it's going to be a change up. We're going to have incredible service in the tabernacle on Friday night.
Well, it sounds like a powerful time. I know you've kept the fee very minimal. I mean, to go to an event like this ordinarily would be through the roof, but really done a good job, Keith, in planning it. And we pray that men throughout the state and region will take part, that they'll go online to menrewired.com to check it out or connect with their church and see the involvement there. Keith, I want to thank you for coming on the broadcast today and giving us, you know, just a little sneak preview of what's ahead and sharing your heart for the event on April 26th and 27th. And then let's maybe after the event come back around and talk about what God did, if that sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, Brian, I would like to just say this. There'll never be a move of God without men of God. And if a pastor out there wants to move his men from being affiliated to his church, being a pew warmer, to being activated in the life of his church, bring them to Rewired. And then pastor, lead out, bring your men, give up one night. You won't sleep well on those bunks at Falls Creek, but we're going to have a great time. And your men, I promise you, they'll have a chance to be transformed by the power of God.
Amen. Talking to Keith Burkhart, who is BGCO Family and Men's Ministry Specialist. Keith, thank you again for your ministry in this event. Everyone go to menrewired.com and check it out now. I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in and really attuning their heart to what God could do through men and Christ our Savior. And so blessings to you, Keith.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.